last week. And verse number 13, he says, King James Version, and I'm going to quickly go through this. Brethren, of chapter 3, Philippians, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me. This is where we left off, because some of us have not learned how to let go and let God. Some of you don't understand that. That pain has purposed you. It's in purpose, leading you and guiding you to a place that we need to be in with Him. And how many know that if anyone knew, pain is our Savior? No, our Savior. See, we take that lightly. We take it for granted what went on that cross. There is nothing mightier than that cross. Say that cross. See, He gave you a cross to carry. He says, what? Pick up your own cross, right? Your own cross, because you can't handle His cross. But you can handle the cross He's going to put you to carry, because it's your cross. And you, so oftentimes we think our cross is so big, but ain't nothing ever going to be bigger than that cross that He took upon. The pain that He suffered. Come on, somebody. The rejection that He suffered. Hello, somebody. The scourging, the whippings, the nailing, everything, God, the thorns, you know, everything. We don't understand it. But one thing we can do is come to realization that our Father allowed it. Thank God for perfection through suffering. He became complete. Jesus became perfect in His sufferings. Sufferings bring us into perfection. Purpose planned by God. Not wanting, but we're stubborn, stiff-necked people. The human being, it's been from the beginning of time, stiff-necked. We're, you know, when are we ever going to learn our lesson? When are we ever going to stop that? What are you here for this day? Why did God let us wake up this morning for? And that is that His plan was that we worship and praise Him, that we come together. It is through His will that we come together today. Come on. It is His will. And it will always be His will. Getting back to the word, verse 13. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and I reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ, right? That's the King James Version. Now I'm going to read the International Standard Version. It says, brothers, I do not consider myself to have embraced it yet, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind me and straining forward to what lies ahead of me. I keep pursuing the goal to win the prize of God's heavenly call in the Messiah Jesus. Your calling is so important that you must learn that these words are not just written words of the Apostle Paul. They're written words from the Apostle Paul to all believers. Say all believers. That is for you. Your purpose and your plan, you'll not know it until you submit to it. And I'm going to share with you that my past, what He had, what we went through in my past, He has, and pains and wrongdoings, He turns everything, and He turned everything around that He's going to be glorified. And that's what made us successful all the way to even now. We're only in success because of the goodness of God. We're in His plan and we're in His purpose, or else we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't survive this. I've seen so many churches start up, and I've seen so many churches close down. Oh, come on. We survived the pandemic. No, we survived even more than that. We survived the riots of 1990. Oh, you guys, some of you don't remember that, because some of you probably weren't even born, but that's okay. You know, in fact, in business, I actually used the riots to make money in business. Hello? You know? I'm not going to go there. That's, never mind. That is the International Standard Version. But now I'm going to go to the easy version here for us. This is the easy English. Let's see how the easy English will put it to us. It says, my friends, I don't think that I have reached that point yet. See, some of us, we think we arrived. You have not arrived. And you, especially these people with money, they think they have arrived. Let me tell you, when money becomes the object of your life, you're in trouble. When traveling and having all this materialistic lifestyles are more important, you're in trouble. Because listen to what he says in the Easy English Version. My friends, I don't think that I have reached that point. Because that point, we believe if I have all of this, I am set. And if you have not learned, God put you so many people to see out there. Look at these people that have so much. They're so confused. It's not funny. They're so confused. I mean, we wonder why we want so much. Look at Solomon. From the simplest person became the wisest person to the most disturbed person with all the riches of all. And we got to be careful because mindset, because the enemy is after your mind. Because if he can get your mind and direct it, then you're not going to be able to reach the success that God has for you through him. Say him. Remember, only God, say only God, can give you riches without the pressures that it brings. Hello? Okay, I have not reached that point. But this one thing, what I do, I forget past things. Hello, somebody. He's talking to somebody. Actually, he's talking to everybody because every one of you have something that you have not let go that comes from your past. Sometimes you live it. You live it that you can't breathe. You let it come forward that oh my God, I can't face the day. I can't go outside. And that's not freedom. See, freedom knows that's not me no more. Freedom knows that, no, yes, that was, but the Lord has erased that. He's given me a new life. Come on. And that new life is all things are from him. In fact, that is now cleansed. And now it should be buried and never brought up. But because I don't let it go, this is what he's saying. I forget past things. And if he wasn't able to teach us, you think he would continue in ministry? I would have gave up after the first time you threw rocks at me. Better yet, I would have given up the first time you actually put me in prison. I would have gave up the first time you whipped me. No, you're not catching this. He was whipped 5 times, 39 times. 5 times, not 1 time, 5 times. I would have gave up on the first one. Hello? And I'm going to be honest with you. With those 70 that were beheaded a few months ago, I don't know if I would be one that could say, I'm going to live for Christ no matter what. Even though I would say I would, I've not been challenged that, and I pray I'm not. But if we are challenged, I pray I have that strength. Come on, somebody. And I can only believe they had their strength because they didn't have to be concerned with all that we're concerned with. We're so concerned with riches. We're so concerned with materials. We're so concerned with a lifestyle that all of that you're not taking to heaven with you. Come on. And it's not bad you have it. You know God's going to give it to you, believe it or not. He's going to take you from the bottom to put you on top because he wants to be proven. And I love when God's proven. No, right? I do forget those things which are behind me. With some of you are here this morning, and God says, if you don't let it go, it's about to destroy what's coming for you. And that's his glory. And you need his glory. Say amen, somebody. And I try very much, and that's all he wants, to reach the things that are in front of me. That's all. Strive to enter. Keep pushing forward regardless. Come on, somebody. This is the truth. This is why we see that without a foundation, you cannot build. Because if you build with a foundation that is not from the Almighty God through his word, which is in his word, which is in his salvation plan, which is coming from the cross and the purpose of the cross, that when you do start building up on the first test that comes, it's going to rob you. It's going to tear it down. It's going to break you to a point that you're going to let go. Because you didn't give it to God the way you should have. Are you listening, church? And then he goes in verse number 14 again, now in the Easy English. I've gone straight toward that point so that I can win God's gift. Yeah, many of us don't realize what God has for us yet. But he's got so much for us. In fact, he wants all of us in a place where when you walk in, the devil knows, there's the Son of God right there. There's a daughter of God. I can't mess with that one. Not today. Come on, somebody. Because how many know we live in a godless world right now? that God's purposing to come back right now. The United States of America was planned by God, and it will be destroyed only when God sends it to be destroyed. But we're not there yet. It's trying hard. Don't get me wrong. It's trying. I've studied. It's trying, and it's trying, and it's trying. I've learned that, nope, it's not time yet. Come on. I don't care what the world is saying. I don't care what the media is saying. That's why I don't care. I hate the media. I hate the media right now. They're such liars that their pants need to be on fire. But I'm asking that they turn. I'm serious. God, light your pants on fire. I don't care who they are. Come on. I'm serious. Because we're believing the lie. Hello, somebody. Romans chapter 1 is true. We're believing the lie better than the truth. And you should know the truth. Come on. If anybody should know the truth, it's you. Say me. See, you expect only the pastors. No, 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 no. You're not exempt. You're all going to answer, like I said. We're all appointed for man once to die, but we're going to be held for a judgment day after that. What did you do with my Jesus? The one that bled for you, the one that died for you, the one that went to the cross for you. What did you do with him? Come on, somebody. He says that I'm going to say that I run straight toward that point in verse 14, that I can win God's gift. God has chosen that I should live in heaven. How many of you know that's your choice? God has already made a choice, but I got to make the choice. Then I will be united to Christ Jesus. That is his gift to me. How many know we have a gift this morning? Come on, somebody. And one of the things I want you to do is now, and learning all this, go to the book of Isaiah with me real quick. Like Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah. Isaiah 54, the one that honey in the rock. This is what he's going to ask for you to do from this point on. You see, he has a plan, purpose for you. He knows where you come from. He's not a person that throws all this at you. He doesn't condemn you. How many realize that? He'll never condemn you. He's for you. He'll put a conviction, yes, different from condemnation, but he already planned you to keep moving forward. No matter what the children of Israel did throughout those 40 years, which should have only been a few weeks, he still loved them no matter what. He still had a plan for them no matter what. And that plan was, I'm taking you to what I promised you. And right here, God wants to say to you, he's taking you to where he promised you. But you're going to have to let some of these things go. Now listen, and you're going to have to get what's right for you. Say, what's right for me? I'm prophetically going to speak to you now. Some of you will get a hold of this. Some of you will start walking in it. And you're going to start seeing the glory of God begin to do what he promised to do. We're not here forever. But we're here forever. You just got to choose what place you want to be forever. If you want to be with him, then you got to follow the protocol here. And watch what Isaiah is going to be telling. He's talking, and he's talking about a future. He's talking to Israel. He's talking to God's people today. And this is what he's going to say. But don't take it wrongly, because a lot of people have taken what is called the prayer of Jabez wrongly. Jabez said it first. Now here he is saying it again. But this is what God would want us to do. Say, want us to do. Make big. Well, I'm still in the easy English version now. Verse number 2 of 54, Isaiah. Make bigger the space that your tent covers. Make the curtains of your tent wider. Do not make it smaller. Make the sides longer and make the pegs of your tent stronger. Now I'm going to go to the King James Version. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not the length, that the cords, and strengthen thy stakes. How many know what a stake does? How many of you know what a stake does? Have you ever set up a tent without putting stakes in? Pegs, or you want to call them? Huh? Have you ever done that? I'm dumb enough to do that. I'm not a camper. I don't believe my camping, my worst scenario is a Motel 6. That's the worst scenario for my life, right? I'm not good at tents. I don't know. I didn't know you have to put stakes or pegs. Why? Because I didn't know that if a wind comes, what is that going to do? How many know about camping? How many know about setting up tents? How many do it with the easy ups? Huh? Have you ever seen your easy up fly away? I've seen it. I said, oh, why did that happen? Oh, so that's what these are for. Well, I'm not going to need them out here, but guess what? Their purpose, come on, somebody. Their purpose to what? To hold in place. Come on, to secure. How many know secure? How many understand that? Unless you put a stake in your journey of the what he's asking about, he's telling you, enlarge the place. Can you see bigger? Can you feel it? And most of us, you can say yes, but you're thinking for yourself. God doesn't make you a blessing to keep it. He makes you a blessing to be a blesser. He gets it in you to give it through you, to get it back to you. He gives it, but we got people that have learned not to understand the word greed. God doesn't work with greed. God works with givers. Come on. And you'll never outgive our God. He's not asked you to give up your child. Come on, somebody. And watch your child grow up in the wisdom and knowledge and the giftings and the things of God, purposed by God, in the will of God, that you can watch him get destroyed and traumatized and the way he had to go through in life and then be hung. Where everybody, as an example, could see it there. You'll never have to do that. Come on, somebody. You'll never have to do that. It's been done. So then when you listen to what he's saying about what he's asking about, enlarging your tent by and stretching it out. Jabez says, give me more. Give me wider. That's how Jabez said. Business worlds are using it. And that's good, but you don't realize it's not about your business at that point. It's a purpose that for the will of God in the future. Hello, somebody. The will of God in the future. It's not at that moment. And here he is, he's telling us now, and he's asking of you, make your minds up, get yourself rooted, get yourself grounded, make your foundation right, that you can understand that we can build it bigger. Come on, somebody. We're in a great time for homeowners. You can add on to your house. They can't tell you no. Hello? They can't tell you no. The city will try, but the state will step in. You know, ADUs. Why? Because we don't have enough housing. Got a lot of land in California, but not enough housing. And you know what's funny? We're trying to downsize. And here he's saying, stretch it out. I said, well, God, we have. Hello? And we've helped people. They've lived with us. Hello? Stretch out, forth the curtains, the habitation. Spare not the lengthening. Thy core, strengthen thy stakes. Strengthen. How can I strengthen my stake? How can I make it more securable? And that you'll learn by understanding what the word speaks to you. Say me. Everyone will receive this word differently today. Everyone will be challenged differently today because we're in seasons like we have not seen, but I'm going to tell you what it's called. It's establishment season. He wants to establish his people. Hello? Yeah. Come on. Yeah. That you can get up there like Erica Kirk. Yeah, thank you. Did and say, I forgive that young man. And I know she didn't want to. Because I know when I had to forgive others, I didn't want to. And I knew without God, without the foundation, without the right stakes, I would never have done that. Not where I come from. Come on, somebody. But I've watched what God can do. I've watched with God what I can do. And I watched without God what I've done. But with God, what? All things are what? It's impossible with us. But he says, all things are possible. And this is what he's talking. All things are possible if we understand this word this morning about enlarging, about understanding. And this is a prophetic word right here. It's time right now. It's time that we stop wandering around and get settled. Men become men. Women become women. Oh, you didn't like that. You don't know what that means, do you? It means take what God has called you to take. Your place. Hello? In submission to Him. You're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. You're purposed. Your plan is moving. As we said, your past pains, your past failures, your past tests, your past challenges, the past losses, all that caused pain over pain over pain and war over battle over war over battle. And it seems it's like ending. It is ending. I'm telling you, the time is up, because he's letting you know all that pain is bringing you a purpose. Come on, church, because we are purpose people today. I am purposed to be here in the state of California, and I can't stand what I see going on right now. But I can do something about it. Say amen. I'm not called to be in the political realm, but I know in the political realm I have a right to vote, but I better know what I'm voting for. Say amen, somebody. There's some voting needs are going to be, we'll be discussing what's coming up in November, because we need to say no, but they're tricking us to say yes. They're lying again. Come on. Oh, Jesus, help me here. It's bad enough that, you know, we're challenged without these areas, but now they want to do this where it's going to be very hurtful. And I'm not worried about us in the church. I'm worried about you and what your life are in this world. Because I'm comfort to know where I'm going. Come on. But I also know that going to the book of Zechariah, I also understand that even though I'm in the challenge day, even though chapter 4, the book of Zechariah, I do know this. And even though I know I'm being established and it's establishment time, and I know today it's time to stop wandering around no more. We're not to be in the wilderness for 40 years no longer. I can share story over story, but we don't have a lot of time in the church because we're limited to time. Not that I'm limited, not God limited. You put a limit on us because you plan your only day before God. You plan it where he has to be short, but your day is long. How many know what I just said about that? Well, I reverse that. My day is his day. Even when I was working and had jobs and had to in management and I had to do what I had to do, family, my day was still limited to me, but not for him. Where now, we have the time. Come on, somebody. But what I've learned, and this is what you're going to have to learn, because the answer to how God's going to do this for you, how are you going to be able to come out from wandering and the wandering times we are? How can I enlarge my place, and how can it become enlarged, and how can my stakes be strong, and how can that foundation remain no matter what we're facing or what we may face? That we got to get to the place that we are well aware that no matter what, God has us. No matter what. And that's the foundation that Erica Kurt has. No matter what, she had the strongest foundation ever. And I was listening and watching, and I was listening and watching that she was more highly educated, more stronger than Charlie was in the beginning. But I also watched what Charlie was. He had a foundation that he said no to the education, and he said yes to God. I'm not telling you that's your calling. What I'm telling you is you need to say yes to God. And watch what he's going to do. That the foundation that we got to witness, that I forgive him. And some of you need to forgive some people right now. You have that in your heart. You need to forgive some people because it's holding you down. That's your ball and chain. And it's going to start by forgiving yourself. Many of you have not learned to forgive yourself. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to bring it out, but you know what I'm talking about. The lie that the enemy keeps using on you. I need you to give it to God because he is well aware of it, and he's going to stop the enemy. Because you will then say, I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. And nobody knows what that means except you. But he torments you. The enemy torments you like that. He throws it at you at every given time. And next thing you know, you can't get out of bed. The answer is, he answered on verse number 6 of Zechariah chapter 4. Then he answered because the angel was speaking to the prophet and he was speaking about Israel, the children of God in time. And the angel came and said and answered and spoke unto me saying, this is the word of the Lord for all of us. Zerubbabel at that time, a king, saying it's not by might. Hello, somebody. Stop thinking it's you. Stop thinking it's all about you. Stop thinking that you're the one that's going to change the world when it's not going to be you. He will use you when you move aside and understand it's not by my might nor by my own strength, my own ability, my own willness and willpower, power itself. It's not that, but by the Spirit of the Lord, say the Lord of hosts. Come on, somebody. Unless God is with you in this, unless God is leading you in this, unless God goes with you, you will be successful in this spiritual realm. But if you're doing it all on the opposite church, then you're going to still wander. You're still going to end up in a place where you don't need to be. You're not going to be as stable. You're not going to enlarge your tents. And you're not going to be able to have the stakes that God has given you to carry. Come on, he's giving you. It's called your cross. Hello. Because now is our time to stop wondering. Now. Now is my time. Say it's my time, Lord. No, say it's my time. But let me close you with this. 1 Timothy. Go into 1 Timothy, the book of Timothy. Chapter 4, real quick. Closing you with this. And you gotta be careful, church. You gotta be very careful. Verse number 1, King James Version, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh. Listen, the Spirit, not by might, not by power, by the Spirit. Without his Spirit, you can't hear what he's saying to you. It's a muffleness. How many know what a muffleness is? Yeah. Hello, somebody. Sometimes I have, you know, what? What did you say? Because some people just, no. Or they're, no. What? You're talking too fast for me. Come on, I'm of age. Slow it down for me. I used to understand that. Come on. I said, are you speaking in tongues? Because if you are, I can't understand you. It's all between you and God. He said, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Let me read it from the Easy English Version. So it's so easy that a farmer understands this. He said, but God's Spirit tells us clearly that in the latter times, some people will stop believing Jesus Christ. Instead, they will listen to bad spirits who want them to believe wrong things. Those people will obey what these bad spirits teach us. Now watch this, 2 Timothy. Next book, chapter 3. I'm closing you with this. I'm going to keep it on the easy English since I'm there. Verse number 1. First letter went out. Now here's the second letter coming in. Warnings. He says, I understand this. During the last days, before Christ returns to the earth, there will be a time of great trouble. Are you seeing trouble right now? We have not seen nothing yet. You have not seen what religion is up to right now. See, because we're not concerned with religion right now. We think that it's just not going to happen. But if they can crucify our Savior, don't think we're exempt. Because we're not greater than him. Come on, somebody. But what we do have is an insurance that he's pre-warning us. Say, pre-warning us. Why? Because this is the truth, and we're teaching you the truth. It's time to stop wandering around. It's time to rise up in our place. It's time that our tents get enlarged and everything that is to come with our tents enlarging, that we're going to be on our solid foundation. The stakes are strong. Come on. No matter if the winds blow, they're going to endure because the winds are going to blow. Because jealousy, say jealousy. The world doesn't want you to prosper believing in the God you believe in. They want you to fail. They're hoping you fail. In fact, we got religious people hoping we fail. We got Christianity out there hoping we fail. They're hoping our doors don't open. How is that? Well, we're no greater than our Savior. Remember, one day they were with him, Hosanna. The next day, crucify him. Why? Because he told them something they didn't like before he departed. We're not exempt, say amen. But we are God's people. Hello, somebody. And then if you read that, it's going to tell you everything that we see. People, verse number two, people love themselves only. Have you seen that? Have you seen that? Have you seen so many people looking in mirrors today like you? Mirrors made a lot of money lately. They made a lot of money. Hello, somebody. It's going to tell you everything that what we are in time. And I don't have time. I don't want to read them all. But what I do want to read closing you out with this. This is why it's important that you know this word. Say you know this word for yourself. I can't save my wife. My wife can't save me. We can't save our children. Our prayers help our children be redirected. Come on. Our prayers and the word of life, they watched our life. You know, we weren't perfect. I mean, no, we weren't perfect. Come on. We weren't perfect. Our kids, if anybody can tell you, they can tell you our life, right? If anybody... But we thought we were perfect. Come on, serve God 7 days a week, 4 weeks out of the month, 12 months out of a year, constantly. But here's what I have in insurance. Say in insurance. This is my. Oh, come on, this is my. Because when you see out those door, prosperity is waiting for you from God. But on the opposite side of that one door, there's the enemy says, I'm the thief. I'm taking this because he's going to tell you, you aren't worth it. And he's going to tell you all of your mistakes you've ever done, all the bad things you've ever done, all the things you've said that isn't correct. But you, if you know this, it's important for you to know the scriptures. This is your foundation now, the scriptures. Come on. Verse number 14. I'm closing you out with these verses. But you must continue to believe the things you have learned. You know those things are true. Remember, who taught you those things? You have known the Bible from when you were a child, some of us. The Bible can cause you to understand how God can save you, us. He can save us when we really believe Christ Jesus. And I'm the easy English version. Verse 16. Everything the Bible says comes from God's Spirit. And we can use the Bible to teach what is true. That's what we've been teaching you this morning. We can use it to tell people when they're doing wrong. Oh, they don't like that. We don't like it. Come on. But if it needs to be said, it needs to be said. It shows them what is right. Also, with the Bible, we can teach people how to live good lives. And that's what we've been teaching you. You have a great life waiting for you. And number 17, as a result, a person who lives for God can know how to live properly. We will have everything that he needs to do every kind of good work. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Cornerstone Praise Center people, listen to what he's here to tell you. He's got a life set up for you. It's a choice. I believe in the truth, and I believe it sets us free. I believe that the Word of God is good for all that is said at the closing, and I believe that you can stand on the Word no matter what, and it will back you up no matter when. I believe in that. But if you don't believe in it, Satan trembles at the Word of God. We throw it around like it's nothing. We say, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. But we don't even realize he says what every time you say Jesus. You don't get this. So as we go out these doors, as we're in the month of truth, as we're in the month of godliness, goodness, as we're in the month of transitioning, the new year that is promising in the Jewish culture, which you get to take advantage of us because we are not children of Abraham. Hello, somebody. And then we get a double portion on January 1st, and we get to remake it up if we don't feel like we've done enough, which it'll never be enough, because what is enough? What is enough to you? When is ever enough for you? Come on. Ask the people who have so much, it's never enough, because they don't know. Why? Because they know what you should have. Peace of God. The surpass is all understanding. The riches that don't bring the stress, the pressures. Hello? Only God can give you this. If you will just hear what the Spirit has spoken about the latter days, about the times that we're coming, that we are now in, and understanding that He's never going to leave me, nor forsake me, ever. I will leave Him, but He follows. I will deny Him, but He'll never deny me. Come on. So take this for what it's worth today. Go out in your victories. Go out with your promises. Go out with your understanding. Go out with what God has planted you for in this world. Because when we see what I ask God for you in my prayers, even though you only come one time and I remember you in my prayer, I'm asking God to prove Himself to you. Because when He does that, He gets the glory. Hello, somebody. And I'm asking that every day. Prove yourself to them. Come on. That is my always prayer for you. For all those that have visited us, for all those of my years past that have been doing this work for a long time, when he brings them to my remembrance, prove yourself, God. Come on, because that's what He does best. Read the Scriptures. You'll see how He proved Himself. Come on, say amen. The song that my wife sometimes says, I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But God spoke to death and said, grave, you better behave. Come on, say amen. Stand to your feet.